Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards short. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive towards third. Gulick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a pop-up towards short. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman strikes out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. West moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West scores. Reynolds moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schulte bunts towards first. Burns can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL bunts towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Schulte moves to second. One out. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to home to get Cronin. Schult moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gullick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill can't make a play. That's a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Gullick. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Shea moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehill for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Meyer moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea fires to first and picks off Goslin. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. There goes Burns trying to get to third. Schult throws the ball into Bluch, who tags Burns for the out. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gullick takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Cliff Bolton pinch hits for Aussie Bluge. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to third. QL moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Boken now playing third base. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sharon hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Meyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goslin, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Campbell scores. It's 4 to nothing, Browns. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaufman hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sherin bunts towards third. Boken can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Sherin moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cecil Travis pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Boken moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.